Welcome to One Day at a Time in Recovery in Baltimore. My name is Theo Hill, and I'm your host for this podcast about addiction and recovery. And I bring an interesting background to the conversation. I'm proud to say I've been in recovery myself for 19 years after struggling with a heroin addiction for much of my earlier life. On the past few episodes of this podcast, I've hosted one-on-one conversations with other people like me, people on their own paths to recovery from addiction. This episode, we're changing things up a little bit. I have a very distinguished guest in the studio with me. He is currently the president of the University of Baltimore. He's a former dean of Howard University of Law. And from 1987 to 1999, he has served as mayor of Baltimore City. It is my pleasure and honor to welcome Mayor Kurt Smoke. Mayor Smoke, to put things in perspective, during the time you were mayor of Baltimore, I was actively addicted to heroin. I've asked you here today to reflect back on your political career and to talk to me about your ideas on drug policies as they were evolved over the years. Can you paint a picture of the drug problem as it existed in Baltimore when you took office in the late 1980s?
For me, as you know, before I was mayor, I was a prosecutor. I was the state's attorney for 5 years, and before that, I was an assistant United States attorney. So over that 8-year period, I guess you could call me a drug warrior. I mean, I just viewed the whole problem as mainly a crime problem and not a public health problem. But as I got more experience, and particularly dealing with a wide variety of people who were affected by drugs, that is, people not only who were addicted, but people who had AIDS because of sharing dirty needles, babies who were being born addicted, undercover officers whose lives were endangered because people were hooked on drug money and not on drugs. So over that period of time, my views started evolving. And so by the time I became mayor, I was ready to say to people that the drug problem ought to be a public health problem, not a criminal justice problem, and we ought to try to deal with it as that. And that's what I tried to do during my 12 years as mayor.
Why was it so tough and so controversial politically to change minds to a more progressive approach to the drug policy?
Well, you remember back in the, particularly in the 1990s, even a liberal politician like Bill Clinton was talking about a very strong and harsh federal crime bill that led, unfortunately, to mass incarceration. It was used so heavily by police departments. But the bottom line is that overwhelmingly most people, most citizens viewed the drug problem as a crime problem, and they thought that we could arrest and prosecute and incarcerate our way out of the problem. It was only later on when the drug problem started to be seen as not just an inner city problem, but as a middle class problem, a suburban problem, a national problem, that people started saying, oh, wait a minute, I know somebody who's had this problem. We need to put him in treatment, not in jail. So more and more consensus started to develop that there are other ways other than incarceration of addressing the problem. And so I'm pleased now that more and more elected officials are talking about it as a health matter, not a crime matter.
I've heard people say that you were ahead of your time on this issue.
Well, Theo, you may remember I got really roundly criticized for what I had to say. I mean, there were some politicians in Washington that thought that I ought to leave office and be impeached. One guy said that he knew me, and he said, yeah, he had a bright future, and put it in the past. But the bottom line was that it was pretty clear to me that we weren't going to be able to arrest our way out of the problem. I mean, year after year, we would see police come in with these big busts, you know, put a lot of drugs on the table and guns on the table and show that off. And one guy would get arrested, but somebody else would replace him because there was so much money to be made, so many profits to be made in drug trafficking. So my view was that you had to do something to take the profit out of it, and also try to really deal with the demand side. I mean, why do people want to take the drugs? You know, try to, you know, help folks with treatment and long-term treatment. So slowly but surely, things started to change. But I just wished that that change had come a bit faster because, you know, you and I were talking a little bit earlier about the impact on families and how young mothers got caught up in this and their children ended up being raised by their grandparents or, you know, the great aunt or something like that. So it was just terribly disruptive. The number of young guys that went into prison and came out and they couldn't get jobs because they had that felony record. A lot of the things, if we had changed policy, you know, 20 years ago, maybe we wouldn't have had the same kind of impact that we see today in the communities.
And that was going to bring me to my next question. What do you see in the future for Baltimore?
Well, you know, I'm kind of optimistic. You know, my big problem right now, obviously, is that we still haven't figured out how to work with our young men to stop them from shooting one another. That's yes. such a big change. But the good days of the city really outweigh the bad days. I was just with a group of middle school students last night that came to the University of Baltimore to show off their talent in poetry. Those really represent the best in our youth, not the worst. So I'm pretty optimistic about a lot of the things that are going on in the city, but we really do have to get control of the crime, the violent crime issue. And I'm hoping that our new health commissioner, because she's coming in and has an idea about helping with long-term treatment, so maybe we can get more people into treatment. The biggest difference from the time that I was mayor to now, there are actually more people dying of opioid addiction than of violent crime in our city. And I think that's something that a lot of people don't know. So, you know, that intervention into the opioid problem is something that we really have to get our hands on.
I see that you have kept yourself busy since you were mayor. Your resume is impressive, very impressive.
Well, I always wanted to be involved in some way in public service, and now, you know, I had that 9-year period over in Washington where I was a dean of the Howard Law School, and that was really a great experience, you know, because that law school's got so much tradition. But I was pleased to be able to get the opportunity to come back to Baltimore, serve at the University of Baltimore, because I tell people we're not only the University of Baltimore, we're the University for Baltimore. We do an awful lot in the communities, whether it's our law clinics or education, the dual enrollment programs that we have at the high schools and middle school students. We do an awful lot in the community. So I feel like I'm still involved in public service in many respects.
I would like to reach my hand out if you, you know, if I can help out in any way in your endeavors with the children and whoever, whatever crowd there is.
Well, I think that would be great, Theo, because, you know, people need to hear from those who've experienced the problem and kind of been through the valley and have come out. And, you know, not all of us have that kind of education. That's a different type of education,
yes.
but one that's very important. And so sharing your experiences with others, I think, can be very helpful in helping the city to make the kind of improvements that I think both of us want.
Mayor Smoke, thank you for having this conversation with me.
Well, I wish you luck with this. I think it's very important, and hope you get a nice broad audience there to listen to you.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Kurt Smoke is the president of the University of Baltimore. He served as mayor of Baltimore from 1987 to 1999. I'm Theo Hill for One Day at a Time, in Recovery, in Baltimore. Thanks for listening.